The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think D'Anthony Melton's a decent player. He can't shoot.
Yeah, it's kind of an anti-rocket.
Vince Edwards, however, is sort of a Rockets guy. He's a good shooter.
What are the odds those guys make some kind of impact next year?
If Chris Paul's not back, then D'Anthony Melton's probably going to see some minutes. If Ryan Anderson is somehow gotten rid of, then you've got a guy in Vince Edwards who could see some of those minutes.
The idiot streaker who was on the field last week in the CFL game.
Yeah, they got crushed.
He's going to sue. It says, our client suffered serious injuries, including a mild traumatic brain injury. You get what you deserve. I'm sorry. Am I going to go sue a driver if I decide, I'm going to try to make it across the street. I'm going to run across 45 here while cars are going full speed. Boom, I'm dead. Do I get to sue the car for that?
No.
No, because I'm a dumb.
I'm pretty sure I know the way that's going to go.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com. Click on Watch Us on Live Stream. We have a nice little new background here. Looks a little more purdy every time we're here.
Every time.
Which is pretty rare these days.
Yeah.
Since it's been, we were here, this is only the second day this week that we've been in studio. So, but good to be back. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And however you're listening to us or watching us or being involved with the show, we appreciate you. Keep it up. How was it that RJ pronounced Europe?
Europe.
It's like, I don't think I want to go to Europe.
Europe.
That is one fun thing about when we're out there for the fights. Like the early in the morning in Vegas, there's always a bunch of Euros out there betting soccer like crazy watching the games. It's kind of fun. So.
That is the most fragrant coffee ever.
That's my special stuff that I bring.
You brought in the good stuff?
Yeah, that's I have the little K cups because over on the Canadian side, we have, we've got one of the Keurigs, so I buy K-cups and put them in there, and then that way, if there's not coffee on the other side, I can just make one.
All right.
And so this is the good stuff, yes. Trying to make it through one more hour of show before the weekend.
Did you hear the latest on Jameis Winston?
Uh-oh.
So if you remember Jameis Winston, he had said that there were two other men in the car with him in the Uber. And one of them was Ronald Darby, his Florida State roommate. And he said there was a third man in the car, a guy who they didn't throw his name out there, but there was a third guy.
So was he the same guy who was next to OJ when he was doing
it? Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Turns out it was Brandon Banks, a former Vanderbilt football player who's now in prison for rape.
Ooh.
That probably doesn't help your case. Banks' attorney, Mark Scruggs, told ESPN that Banks was with Winston and Darby in a different Uber earlier in the evening, but that Winston got into that car alone with the driver who accused him of grabbing her crotch later in the night. Darby claimed the three of them were all in the Uber together, and Winston was never alone with the woman. Scruggs said Banks doesn't know what happened between Winston and the driver because Winston and the driver were the only people in the car. So there's some differing reports here, which means that it can't be good for Ronald Darby if it turns out that they weren't in the car.
Yeah.
Because then you're talking about obstruction of justice and things like that. Listen, man, this is the this is sort of that thing that we talk about sometimes. And I understand that sometimes the accusations of rape, they're not always legitimate. But And once you get that accusation attached to your name, even if it's illegitimate, even if it's BS, you almost lose the benefit of the doubt. And if you remember, Jameis Winston was accused of raping a woman when he was in Florida State. And now this comes up, and it, like, I don't know, maybe it's not fair, but I just say, well, I mean, he probably did this.
I don't know if you saw this, but a Tampa Bay Times columnist basically said they should just release Winston. And here's his argument, and then I do have some thoughts about this. Says he allegedly grabbed a woman's crotch against her will. That's disgusting and reprehensible. This was more than partying that got a little out of hand. We need to call it what it was, sexual assault. And this isn't the first time those two awful words have been associated with Winston. Says the Bucs should send a message to the community that they do not accept, condone, nor tolerate this type of conduct. Not from anybody, but especially not from the starting quarterback and the face of the franchise. They should say that who they are and that what they stand for as an organization means more than winning football games at any cost, including its integrity. Which, to be fair, is very similar to some of the things I think we said about Baylor. But I want to make this, I'm in no way defending Jameis Winston. I want to make that very clear. I think what he did was disgusting. But I think we also have to realize that whenever we're throwing words out there like sexual assault,
yeah,
they're not all created equally. And like what he did allegedly in college is a lot worse than what he did here. It's still technically sexual assault, but I think whenever we take phrases like that, the tendency is to lump everybody into one thing. And I think there's a difference. There's a reason that crimes have different, that there's different sentences for different crimes. There's, you know, class A.
Well, there's a difference between sexually assaulting someone by smacking them on the ass while, you know, as you walk by or pinching their ass versus actually like,
yes,
holding them down in an alleyway and forcefully penetrating them.
That's, right.
I mean, there's a big difference.
And
does fall under that general umbrella of sexual assault.
Yeah, and I think that that's and I just wish that there were ways to where we at least quantify it, where we're not just saying, oh, well, this guy's a registered sex offender. Well, is he a registered sex offender who went out and raped a bunch of people, or is he one who was a 16-year-old kid having sex with his 15-year-old girlfriend? I mean, there is to me a difference in the severity of the crime, just like there is in, you know, the types of murders. There's manslaughter. There's, you know, murder one. So in this case, it's bad. I don't condone it. And I've always said I don't want him as my quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can cut him.
I mean, you can.
You could, but, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's easy. It's as simple as all that. But this guy hasn't learned anything. He hasn't matured. Is he going to at this stage? If he didn't learn from the last one, is stuff like this going to, you know, and the other part of it too is once you've been accused of something like that, you're going to get accused a lot, whether it's true or not.
Right.
And in this case, who knows? But I think if we're just going to blanket say this is sexual assault, okay, but quantify it. That's all.
Well, I mean, in this case, we know what he's accused of, and it's not the same thing as what he was accused of in Florida State.
No, but it's bad.
Yeah, it's not good, though. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's where you have to just kind of decide, all right, if you're the Bucs, you kind of knew what you were getting into with this. You had to, right?
You knew that there was the risk of this, for yeah. sure. So, because that's what that was the whole, I mean, that was the whole reason there was a debate between him and Mariota. It was because it was assumed that Mariota was the kind of guy who could keep his nose clean and could, you know, if talent was equal, which a lot of people thought it was, or if talent was even
close
to yeah. equal, it seemed like the more reliable, the safer choice would have been Marcus Mariota. And I don't know. I'd have to look at their numbers and see who's been better to this point in their career. I know Mariota's had some injuries, and I guess, well, Winston has too now.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where now in hindsight, we were kind of right on it about it, even if Jameis Winston's a little bit better football player, if I'm using the number one draft pick on a guy who's going to now be the face of my franchise, I just feel a lot more comfortable with the Marcus Mariota face than I would with the Jameis Winston one. And I'm sure now there's some remorse on that Tampa Bay side of the guys who made that decision.
And you know, and that's the thing. I think sometimes we tend to rip on teams for worrying too much about character. But I think when it comes to your quarterback, and especially, and I know it's easy to be hindsight now, but when you had those two guys, there were no concerns about Mariota's character, and there still are none. I mean, he seems to be as solid a guy as you could want. Now, keeping him healthy and getting the right system around him is another thing, which hopefully the Titans will at some point do. But yeah, I just find it's so hard to make these blanket statements, though, because you want to believe that people can change and can get better and can learn to be better. And sometimes you do deserve a second chance, and he got one. And, you know, if this is how you screw it up, then, okay, then there's really nothing that can be done for you, I don't think. So,
yeah, I think they're in a tough spot. I mean, obviously, when you draft a quarterback number one overall, and the guy can play. That's the other thing. That's sort of the, like, you almost wish that this guy was like Jamarcus Russell, and you could just be like, all right, well, we're done with you. You're no good, and you're a pain in our ass. But Jameis Winston's good at football, and that's why it's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for the Bucs to know that, well, if we let him go, we're setting our team way back, because we've got a franchise quarterback right now. But if you keep him, I mean, what are you setting yourself up for long term? I mean, that's because now it's easy for Jameis Winston to say, listen, I'm not going to get into any more trouble. It's like, dude, that's probably what you said during the draft process. You know, I've grown up. I'm this. I'm that.
But he really hasn't. I mean, there's just all these little things that you look at and you go, okay, this, I don't know.
What's funny is if this happened 10 years ago, we're not even talking about a guy losing his job over it. But it's just the world has changed.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody brought up Roethlisberger on the text line. I bet you would take Ben Roethlisberger as your quarterback, though. It has changed since then. I don't know. And
if that happened with Ben Roethlisberger now, I don't think the Steelers could fade it.
No, they couldn't. Because same thing, he's got a history.
The climate has changed.
Yeah, but
And that's the other thing about this. Jameis Winston was, it's like once you're accused of rape or sexual assault once, if you get past it, like even Ben Roethlisberger now he's on probation still and will be for the rest of his career when it comes to anything sexually related. Like if he's accused of another sexual assault, I mean,
yeah, he's done.
He's done.
No doubt.
And Jameis Winston was already on that probation. And again, it's not rape. But it's just knucklehead, like, dude, you're the guy you are the face of our franchise, really? I don't know.
Listen, somebody said, all sexual assault is the same. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That's just silly.
It's oversimplifying.
Yeah, and I know that that's what we do in the world now is we oversimplify everything. But
and that's not to say that some sexual assault is right. Or okay. Right.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Oh, well, I guess it's okay. Yeah.
And like the days of you like trying to blame, like, oh, you smacked a girl on the ass at work. Well, that's what she gets for wearing those short dresses. Like that doesn't fly anymore. Like welcome to the 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Mad Men mentality of how we look at women is just completely gone. So it's not the same. There's degrees to it, just like everything. There's degrees to it.
Damn, Weinstein.
Yeah.
The whole world's changed.
Do you want the career stat comparisons?
Sure.
Jameis Winston, 11,000 career passing yards, 11,636 with 69 touchdowns and 44 interceptions. Marcus Mariota, 9,479 passing yards, 58 touchdowns and 34 interceptions. And Marcus Mariota, obviously one playoff appearance compared to Jameis Winston's zero. And let's see, Jameis Winston is 45 and where's his career win? Well, Marcus Mariota has a better winning percentage than Jameis Winston as a whole.
Yeah.
So, and what about their quarterback rating?
The quarterback rating career-wise, Marcus Mariota is at an 88.6 and Jameis Winston is at an 87.2.
They're so very comparable.
Very, very similar.
And again, one of these guys you were pretty sure was not going to be a pain in the ass, and one of the guys you were rolling the dice on.
I mean, even the rushing, the Jameis has 8 touchdowns and Marcus has 9. The yards, though, Marcus Mariota 913 and Jameis Winston has 513. So,
yeah, and I don't know that, and I still think Mariota didn't really get the best coaching in terms of them utilizing what he could do, and then you throw the injuries on top of it. So if it's close in all those areas, I'm kind of. And I was Team Mariota over him to begin with.
Yeah, so was I.
And I just think that now, and a lot of it was just immaturity. And sometimes guys who have that problem get better. And, you know, Cam Newton, I think you could make some arguments that he grew up a little bit, although he's still
very petulant.
But, I mean, he's not quite like, it wasn't as bad as early on, and he's not stealing laptops
anymore. He's not doing anything criminal now. It's just...
So, I mean, it can happen, but you know, maybe Manziel, because he's hit bottom, who knows?
But the problem with Manziel was he never showed that he could play. Like, he never did anything on the field to make the juice worth the squeeze. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why this is a frustration for the Bucks, and or why it would be why there would be some consternation over it, because the guy can play. You know, he's not the best quarterback in the world, but he's... You know, he's better than anything else they got or have any, you know, chance to get anytime soon. It's not often you get the number one pick, you know, and when you do, you hope that you get it right. And it's really bad when you may have gotten it right from an on-field standpoint. And even though, I mean, that's still to be determined, you know, the guy's lost more games than he's won so far.
Yeah.
But
so has Mariota.
Yeah. You see the talent, though. It's just, man.
Yeah, Marcus is 20-22, and Jameis is 18-27.
Okay, that's pretty close.
All right, we have a very disgusting gem of the day when we come back.
All right, did you say Golfgate, John? Good, it's Golfgate time, everybody. The savings never stop at Golfgate. Save more now during the Jeep Celebration event going on at Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Golfgate, they're your savings headquarters. Monday through Friday and every Sunday, this is the place you need to go. If you're looking for a new Jeep or a new Dodge, lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 a month. If you need a lift, guess what? Great timing, because for a limited time, you get a free lift kit with every purchase of any new Jeep Wrangler. You can't beat that. Find savings all over the lot with a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195. And when you purchase any new Ram, guess what? Free lift kit. Everybody's getting free lift kits. It's like Oprah is giving out lift kits. Golfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry to Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at GulfGateDodge.com. Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months, $39.95 due at signing, plus TTNL. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab, must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TTNL. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra. Offers expire 7/2/18.
They won't dare to join the line in order you pick. When I introduce me to you, my face had turned to...
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right. I have a very disgusting Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
This could very well be a Florida story, but it's not. It's Kansas, of all places. And if you you see the picture of the guy, he pretty much looks like a frat bro, I would say. That's a fair description. Yeah, 23 years old. He was charged today with lewd and lascivious behavior. One of my favorite words to have to say. because he was underneath a car attempting to have sex with a tailpipe of a parked automobile.
Ooh, was it running?
Apparently not, but
good, because that could burn you.
He was accused of exposing himself with the intent of arousing or gratifying sexual desire. He was intoxicated, of course. It says when he sought to tryst with the vehicle in a city called Newton, 25 miles north of Wichita. Local cops responded to a 911 call about a man beneath the vehicle, discovered him endeavoring to place himself into the tailpipe of the car. Now, most tailpipes are pretty big, right? This guy must be gifted.
Yeah.
But it was parked outside an apartment complex. Apparently, he was oblivious when initially contacted by police, so he was a mess. His blood alcohol content was later measured at more than 4 times the legal limit. He continued to have sex with the tailpipe in the presence of the officers. They subsequently tased him, took him into custody, and transported him to a local hospital for treatment. 6 witnesses reportedly saw him do this with a tailpipe.
Jeez.
Now, should that be a crime if you're doing it in the privacy of your own garage?
Did it say what kind of car?
It does not say.
Was it a little red Corvette?
Ooh. I think you should have the decency to close the garage door, right?
Yeah, well, this one was outside, so if he was attracted to this particular car, because, I mean, honestly, if you're into that, then you're not going to just go have sex with any car.
Yeah.
Longhorn Dimitri says that guy's the reason the sex dolls are saying no. Yeah, well, a car can't say no.
No.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Maybe Jameis Winston should get that car.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, yeah. I don't know what's wrong with people, man. Drunk frat bro, car. Who looks at a car and says, I've got to do this?
What kind of car was it again?
It didn't say.
Oh, well, that's an important part of the story.
Well, I know. Could have been a Porsche.
Yeah. What would have been awkward? What kind of car would be, like, the least attractive?
A pink Cadillac.
Yeah, that'd be kind of gross.
At least it's pink.
What about, like, a little smart car? That you know, those things are kind of a little bit sexy.
What about an El Camino?
No, too long.
Yeah.
Too long. I think you want something kind of like a VW Bug or something.
Okay.
Hey. One that looks like Herbie the Love Bug or something. At least then there's some personality to it.
That's fair.
Yeah. But.
You could give it a name.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like Larry.
Yeah.
Oh, probably a chick name would be better.
Well, I don't know. Because there's not really anything to define gender when it comes to a vehicle. Now, I usually name mine after women, but it's not, you know, for a sexual reason.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know that there's any kind of male or female anything when it comes to banging a car. It's just a car. What about a truck? Because that's more manly, right?
Yeah, that would...
That you would feel like the truck would be a male in this.
Yeah.
That does fit a bro.
That's true. Like it's all jacked up.
Yeah.
Check me out, man. Dudes.
But you could maybe do the truck while you're standing up if it's a big enough truck.
Yeah, but this guy was like crawling under the vehicle.
I know, that's difficult. I mean, yeah, that's a tough sex position.
You're working really hard to have sex with a car if you're doing
like,
that.
Like, it's hard to have sex with a woman like that. It's, I mean, a car, it's just got to be almost impossible.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Your kids are on summer break. That's great news for them. They're having a good time. You know who it sucks for? Your carpets. All that extra foot traffic, leaving your carpets full of dirt, pollen, other allergens. They're dragging in pool water, everything else. Get a jump on summer cleaning right now. Dirt-Free Carpet Summer Special. For a limited time, they'll come out and they'll clean 3 rooms for $100. And they're going to throw in a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt-Free, though. 281 Dirt-Free. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281 347-8373. Tell them you heard it here with AJ on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed drive. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and of course people are totally running with this story. A lot of banana in the tailpipe jokes. Someone asked, so that's how Transformers are made. Yeah. Oh, boy. So somebody says, I'm going down I-10 and looking at tailpipes now.
Yeah.
A couple people say that. Thanks, guys.
Some of those tailpipes, they've got the double tailpipe.
Is that where you do something in tandem?
So with is that a threesome?
That's what we call a group activity.
Well, I'm just kind of curious because like a car, unlike a sex robot now, can't really say no.
Unless
it's true.
Kit can't. Can.
Now I'm freaked out.
What if it fires up its engine like Christine?
Oh, God. No bleeper's ever going to get between me and Christine. Yeah, that would be my luck. If I ever decided to go car, it would turn out being a Christine.
Yeah, demon car.
Yeah, a demon car.
I guess the two tailpipe thing, you could, I guess, get into the HOV lane.
That's true. That's true. What about a motorcycle?
Ooh. They have nice long tailpipes.
Slender.
Yeah.
Sleek.
Sleek.
It's got handlebars you could hold on to while you're...
Well, I don't know if you could actually get to the handlebars from if you're trying to get to the tailpipe.
You could probably at least hold on to the foot pegs.
Yeah.
You know. You
could do that. The gear shift. You could sit there and shift while you're... Yeah. Motorcycles are really hot. Good question from 409. If the alarm goes off, is that the car saying no?
Or it's orgasm.
You might have gotten a little too rough. That's what might have happened there. Why the hell are we even talking about that? Why can't people just masturbate normally rather than go and
I don't know.
Have to have a car?
Did you hear this thing about Hanley Ramirez?
Yeah, I just saw that.
Hanley Ramirez is being, quote, eyed over his potential connection with an ongoing federal and Massachusetts state investigation regarding the distribution of fentanyl. Which that's bad enough. And then it got a little worse. And it turns out that there may be like a murder involved in that drug trafficking ring.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Not ideal. So let's say, I don't think there's anything, you know, locked in yet. I don't think they've, you know, he's not cuffed up yet, but yeah, nobody's signing him, which
that could be a sign that they know something's up.
Yeah. Although he was still hitting 254 when the Red Sox dumped him.
It's still useful.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys that wish they were hitting 254.
Speaking of which, not getting the same attention as Jameis Winston, but Roberto Osuna, the Jays.
Oh, yeah.
75 games today.
I don't think he'll ever play for the Jays again.
Yeah, it's hard to say. He's not expecting to appeal. He'll miss up to 89 days. It's going to cost him about $2.54 million of his $5.3 million salary. In the statement, the Jays said they supported MLB's decision to suspend Osuna and they would have no further comment. He's only 23 years old, too.
Yeah, he's a good player. But
yeah, you can't.
I don't think anybody's going to want him anymore.
No, there's certain things that are.
And if they do, it'll be like after some time. Like some time's going to have to pass.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to go through some counseling. He's going to have to prove that he's not involved in this kind of thing anymore. It's like, you know, maybe you can come back from it. I don't know. But 75 games.
Yeah, that ain't good.
On this Hanley Ramirez story, the reporter that first broke it, Michelle McPhee, joined 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
I guess this was today. She said, obviously, I know absolutely nothing about sports or Hanley Ramirez's stats, but what I do know is crime. And there has been some report about a FaceTime phone call that was made between a man during a car stop. After that car stop, police recovered a significant amount of drugs. And during the car stop, the suspect claimed that one of the items found in the vehicle belonged to Hanley Ramirez.
Damn, what a snitch.
And then FaceTimed Ramirez in front of the police.
Oh, and that, man.
And that car stop.
Is that the guy who got murdered?
I don't know.
You would think.
That car stop coordinated with the timing of the release from the Red Sox. So I guess that report basically dust in the wind for his Red Sox career. And it says, McPhee reported that the suspect who was pulled over, a person who was not Ramirez, was found with 435 grams of fentanyl as well as a large amount of crack cocaine.
Is that 435 grams? Is that a lot? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Any drug blitzers out there? Let us know if that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a good amount. And like fentanyl, like, it takes like a tiny little bit and it can like end you. So I'm going to go with, that's probably a lot.
Nate from Coach is asking, what kind of STDs can you get from the tailpipe thing? whatever dirty oil causes.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even think about that. So, I guess that'll bear watching. But, dude, you're making that kind of money. What the hell are you involved in that for?
Dude, I mean, there's no reason. What's Aaron Hernandez involved in what he's?
Well, he's not. You know what?
Was he involved
with? He's dead.
Yeah. You guys are idiots.
Yeah. I mean, the whole point of having money is that you don't have to do stuff like that. You don't have to kill people. You don't have to sell drugs.
Yeah.
You can just kind of sit in your house and drive around.
And you're doing all right.
You know, maybe you could just, I don't know, go home and have sex with your fancy cars.
God, you know what he made this year? This year, a year that he got cut. $22.75 million.
Jeez.
$22 million, $750,000. What a dope. And he's made $22 million a year for the last 3 years, 4 years. Before that, he was making, I mean, his career earnings are $160 million.
But you feel the need to sell drugs.
What are you doing?
God.
So according to Oxford's treatment center, 2 milligrams is considered lethal dose of fentanyl.
Yeah, that stuff's no joke, man.
And 409 says STD, sexually transmitted diesel. Oh my gosh. Yeah, a lot of people.
It's one. I don't think that's what they meant by check the oil.
Yeah. Got any more of those?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So it's a damn near a pound, basically. So that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
Yeah. All right, what do we have here, John?
Triangle Energy, of course. Listen, there's a lot of energy providers out there, and they throw out different offers, and some of those, they sound good, and you may have fallen for one of them, because on paper, they do sound enticing. They may say, oh, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you the first week of the month for free. We'll give you a cash bonus. How about free days? You may have fallen for one of those deals, and then you're, you know, happily paying your bill, and then you find out, wait a minute, what's going on with this bill? Why am I paying more now than I signed up for? They got you. You found out you're paying a higher rate, or they're throwing additional fees on your bill. You know where that doesn't happen? Triangle Energy. They believe in keeping it simple. The rate that you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company doing things the right way. Energy prices are going up. you want to get locked in now before they peak out in July and August. So you may want to get with Triangle Energy now if you're at the point in your contract where you can start with someone new. It's a good time to get with Triangle, so check into that. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Stag Provisions for Men. Whether you are in need of casual wear, dress clothes, or just new beach digs, Stag has just what you need. John and Raheel Woodell gave away today's prize to Lance. This is like the worst handwriting ever. I think it's Lance.
So John, yeah. John and Raheel with Dell gave a prize to Lance.
Yes.
What was the other name, John?
I have no idea.
I've noticed they've been doing that a little bit. Like there was a, well, anyway. So there was a David and a Todd the other day. So Lance was the first caller. Congratulations, Lance, for being today's winner. So there. All right. I guess let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff
we've said this week.
Quick plug for sportsmap.com. Okay, 449.
Excuse me. It slipped.
That was a barbecue burp.
That was.
I'm out on this subject, so you guys
go ahead. It kills me.
Fred's prostate is the size of a softball, so he needs a much bigger massager for his prostate.
Yes, y'all are going to make jokes, but
preferably
just
double-sided. Okay. Does it come in black?
Why won't they listen? Why won't they let me?
I'm out on this subject. You guys know my take on this, so don't push it on me because I'm just going to...
I'm pushing in him.
Is it coming down now? We're about to come down? Yeah.
Oh, boy. Right.
Well, that's okay.
Do you think we're going to make it?
Doesn't matter if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's a lot.
That's a lot. See, I feel like I would likely cheer for Stephen F. Austin in that position.
Well, yeah, because they're Texas. Yeah. Well, I don't know who they were playing, but it wasn't from Texas.
Oklahoma Tech.
Could have been Colorado School of Mines.
That's a quality program.
Or School of Mimes. Let's do a live read for them. And now a word for the School of Mimes.
Yes.
There you go. That was so awful.
You're an idiot.
I am an idiot.
Juju Smith-Schuster apparently started a thing about how hot Elastic Girl is in Incredibles 2.
She does have a good body. She's got like a really thin waist and really big hips.
Really big legs, and too. Thighs are big.
Yeah, but a massive thigh gap.
Better or worse than Granados?
I'd hit Granados harder.
Okay.
Mr. Bullington had been following him around, and then he saw him again. So this is where the radio DJ grabbed his tomahawk from a bag. I wish that a radio personality in Houston would do something that cool.
We just need a Native American radio host. That's
Where's Anson Ainsworth when you need him to do something crazy?
Listen for your
Here chance. It is, The Name Game. Is an American pop song written and performed by Shirley Ellis as a rhyming game that creates variations on a person's name. Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Banana, Fana, Fo Furley. Don't tell me what the name game is. I know. That's right.
Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley,
Banana.
Yeah.
All right.
Shirley.
Who's this taking pictures of?
I know. Does it make you nervous when attractive women are taking pictures of you?
Very awkward. I mean, like...
Yeah. I'm kind
if
of,
it was like one picture, it'd be okay. Yeah. That happened, but this is she's taking like 10 pictures.
No, it's her job. She works for. Yeah.
Imagine that if I go up to a table where some hot chick's sitting and eating, And then I just start taking a bunch of pictures of her, and then I'm like, oh, don't worry, it's my job. I would go to jail.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We said this week.
We'd go back to jail. We'd have to bail you out again.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, John, any big weekend plans now that you're officially married?
I don't think so. Korea and Mexico are playing tomorrow, so we might go do something with that with a couple of friends, but that's about it. That's at 10 in the morning, so you know that's a little early for Saturday.
Yeah, I might. I've been wanting to go watch one of those at Pitch 25 and see what that place is about because my friends have been going there and saying it's pretty cool for the soccer, but I also don't want to go and have there be 500 people there.
Yeah. Is Glenn Davis doing Soccer Matters every night this week?
No.
Should be.
So next week he's doing Friday, and then he's doing Saturday. Because he comes back from L.A., I think, Thursday or Friday. And then Saturday, I think, is the end of group play, I think.
Group play ends, I think, on Monday.
Okay.
So, but I imagine he's got a quarterfinal match before he's got to come home.
I don't know. He said he was going to be back by Friday. So.
Okay. Well.
So what's coming up next now? Patrick Creighton?
Yep.
What do they call that show?
Late Hits.
Late Hits. Psh, psh, with Patrick Creighton. There's a show on. I flipped over to 94.1 last night. I thought maybe we were simulcasting the draft. And there's a show called The Sports Kings. Have you heard of this show, John?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And it's broadcast out of Houston?
No.
Hmm.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, right. It is.
Because the intro says, yeah. From Houston, Texas.
Yeah, they are.
How have I never met any of these guys?
Dolores is on that show.
The hell?
Yeah, Dolores is going to be doing some sports match stuff for me.
Well, she's a sports king.
All right. That's going to wrap it up.
Have come a good see weekend, us. Fred.
Yeah, you do the
enjoy,
same.
Enjoy your Sunday day drinking.
Come check that out at Whitmire's 1 o'clock. We'll be doing a live show. Travis Johnson, our guest. Holly Seymour hosting. Huge announcement from me that you'll only find out if you come there.
And if you hear it first, maybe you'll be his first boyfriend.
Or second. We'll see. Stay sportsy, bitches. And then I say the name again with an effort, plane, then a feet, fry, and a moat.
And then I say the name again with an M this time. I hear this. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.